With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials in Louisiana are assessing the damage from tornadoes following a line of severe storms that crossed the state early Wednesday. The storms ripped off roofs, partially collapsed some buildings, dumped close to 8 inches of rain on parts of the New Orleans area. North Louisiana received in excess of 10 inches of rain. West Feliciana Parish, northwest of Baton Rouge, sustained damage to a school following reports of tornadic activity. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson-Cook says the bad storms also hit Texas on Tuesday.
There was quite a bit of hail in central Texas yesterday near the Austin, Texas area. And some of the local reports that we're seeing with radar estimates are anywhere in the 6 to 12-inch rainfall total range over the past 24 hours.
Also at SRNNews.com, there's rising speculation that Ohio GOP Senator J.D. Vance could become President Trump's running mate. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Axios reported earlier this year that Vance was on a short list of likely running mates, and since then, the first-term senator has only solidified his status as one of Trump's top supporters. Vance has been a regular defender of the former president and has labeled as preposterous claims that Trump would abuse his power if reelected. Many observers consider Vance's state of Ohio a key battleground in Donald Trump's bid for the White House. Bob Agnew reporting.
Boeing is facing a new set of allegations that describe structural problems with its aircraft. The New York Times reports that a Boeing engineer tried to make the company aware that production methods for its 787 Dreamliner had changed, which led to production shortcuts that compromised safety standards. An attorney said that the client was moved to a different project as a result of those concerns. This is SRN News. A pro-life group endorses former President Trump.
While some are debating the former president's support for individual states deciding the abortion question, National Right to Life says there's no question who the pro-life candidate is in this year's presidential election. NRL President Carol Tobias says, quote, President Trump's record on life speaks for itself. We look forward to defeating the pro-abortion Biden-Harris ticket and building an America that truly respects life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gender queer continues to run as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. The book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed from a growing number of public school libraries after moms and dads, clergy, and even local lawmakers objected to it. Gender queer tops the list of challenged books, along with other homosexual offerings like This Book Is Gay and Flamer. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General is suing two Texas-based natural gas companies over soaring prices during a winter storm in 2021.
Gentner Drummond filed both lawsuits Wednesday in Osage County. The defendants are Dallas-based ET Gathering and Processing and Houston-based Symmetry Energy Solutions. ET acquired Enable Midstream Partners in 2021. The lawsuit alleges that Enable and Symmetry used various tactics to drive up the price of natural gas during the devastating storm. The attorney general in Kansas has filed similar litigation against the natural gas company operating in that state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Delta Airlines has reported a small first quarter profit and says travel demand is strong heading into summer. Delta's predicting better-than-expected earnings in the second quarter as well. Rent prices are up for the third straight month. More details at srnnews.com.